On today's show, more bad news for diesels in Germany. BMW redesigns the X3 and adds an M version for the first time. And John has an amazing history lesson on how Mazda got its name. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show dedicated to enthusiasts of the automotive industry. Recently, we reported that German cities Munich and Stuttgart are considering banning diesel vehicles that don't meet Euro 6 emission standards from the roads. And now the German Transport Ministry wants automakers to recall 12 million diesels to fix engine management software to reduce pollution. According to Reuters, the proposal could cost between $1.7 billion and $2.8 billion, and it wants car makers to pay for the fix. Regulators are pushing for a solution before elections are held in September, so this could all be political theater. But it's got to be a big blow to the German auto industry, which relies so heavily on diesels. And in related news, the German Transport Ministry also revealed plans to set up a new organization to test vehicle emissions. Reuters reports that the agency will test around 70 cars a year and incorporate real-world driving scenarios rather than just relying on laboratory tests. Shockingly, current tests don't factor in the AC, weather, or driving style, which all have a negative impact on fuel economy. If ride-sharing and car-sharing with autonomous cars is ever going to catch on, it's going to require companies with extensive experience managing large fleets. And two of the largest fleet managers in the world are the daily rental companies Hertz and Avis. Now we're seeing both of them making strategic moves as they plot their future strategies. Avis just signed a deal with Waymo to manage a fleet of 600 autonomous Chrysler Pacificas, and Hertz is going to lease 6 Lexus 450Hs to Apple, which will convert them for autonomous driving. Both companies saw their stock jump on that news. We'll be back with more right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
Last year, Peugeot announced plans to return to the U.S. as a mobility company using the brand name Free to Move. And it wants to return to the U.S. market as a full retail brand within the next 10 years. So how's that all coming along? Well, they're showing off some of their ideas on mobility at an exhibition in Kazakhstan. First and foremost is a concept car called the Quartz. It's a hybrid with 500 horsepower and a 50-kilometer range on electric-only mode. Other products on display are even more mobility-focused, like electrically-assisted bicycles and foldable scooters and even an all-electric moped. Based on Peugeot's rollout plan, you'll probably see scooters and mopeds before you see them selling cars in America again. BMW is getting set to launch an all-new X3 crossover, and here are the highlights. Overall, the wheelbase has been extended by over 2 inches, and it has dropped up to 120 pounds compared to the outgoing model. In the styling department, not only are the openings for the grille, lower fascia, and side vents larger, but the LED headlights and fog lights are new up front, as are the LED taillights and exhaust tailpipes. And for the first time, the X3 will come with an M Performance variant. Under the hood is a 3-liter turbocharged inline 6-cylinder that's good for 355 horsepower and a 0 to 60 time of 4.6 seconds. That power is funneled through an 8-speed auto trans and BMW's xDrive all-wheel drive system. Other enhancements include an aero kit, sport exhaust, 4-piston calipers, electronically controlled dampers, sport-tuned steering, and unique wheels. And maybe in a sign that the German automaker is really starting to understand American customers, the X3 will be the first BMW SUV in the U.S. to come with a factory-installed trailer hitch. The all-new X3 hits dealerships this November. Coming up next, John is here with a history lesson on how Mazda got its name. And you're not going to believe this one.
Lear Kinexus is the new application suite in vehicle connectivity designed to deliver over-the-air software updates and more from Lear Corporation's e-systems, leaders in power and data management.
You know, I've been doing some research here, and you're going to love what I came up with here. Do you know how Mazda got its name? I'm telling you, this one's a doozy. It goes back 3,000 years ago. Mazda was started by a guy named Jujiro Matsuda, but the company was officially named Toyo Kogyo. Then, when Ford bought it in 1984, the name was officially changed to Mazda. And a lot of people say that was a westernized version of the founder's name, Matsuda. But that's not what Mazda's official history says. It says the name comes from the Zoroastrian god Ahura Mazda. Roughly translated, Ahura Mazda means god of wisdom. And of course, Zoroastrianism is a 3,000-year-old religion that comes from ancient Persia, or what today is Iran. You know, most car companies have pretty straightforward names. So to learn that Mazda's name comes from a Zoroastrian god from 3,000 years ago is literally one for the history books. Hey, be sure to join us for Autoline After Hours this Thursday. It's all about the Alfa Romeo Stelvio. We've got Reed Biglin, who runs Alfa worldwide, and Peter Hogeveen, who runs Alfa in North America. And we got several of my automotive journalist colleagues to get their driving impressions of the Stelvio. So join me and Gary for one of the best programs about the automotive industry. And a programming note here. Autoline Daily will be off all next week as the whole Autoline crew takes a well-deserved mid-year break. And then we'll resume our normal programming on July 10th. Anyway, with that, we wrap up today's show. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.